This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Now then, today, part three of a message we began on Monday from Ecclesiastes, the ninth chapter, that talks about how life is unpredictable. In fact, the verse we're specifically discussing right now is chapter 9, verse 12, that says, "As fish are caught in a cruel net, or as birds are taken in a snare, so men and women are trapped by evil times that fall unexpectedly upon them. Good things happen to bad people, and bad things happen to good people." That's part of the lesson we illustrate today as we continue this series called Futile, The Meaning of Life. Since our daughter and son-in-law went to Patch Army Barracks in Stuttgart, Germany, to work as a civilian, I have been very much interested in World War II history in general. So I've really been interested, what happened in Stuttgart, Southwest Germany during World War II? Stuttgart's the place where Daimler is. It's the place where Porsche is. And so during World War II, I found out through my research that 53 times, the Royal Air Force and the 8th Air Force of the United States bombed the city of Stuttgart. I didn't know this statistic was even available till I found it. They have determined that 142,000 bombs were dropped on the city of Stuttgart. 142,000, 250, 500-pound bombs were dropped on the city of Stuttgart. So much rubble, 15 million cubic meters of rubble at the end of the war, that somebody in the city government said, let's make a mountain, literally a mountain, out of the rubble. And it's now the highest point in Stuttgart, Germany, a mountain of rubble. And you can climb up a path, which I did while I was there, and stood at the top. And at the top of the mountain, you can see parts of buildings where the name of the building is still visible, and a column from another building is sticking up out of the ground. And all this rubble, 15 million cubic meters of rubble. And you know what towers over all of it? A 40-foot cross. And instantly I thought of the hymn, "In the Cross of Christ I Glory, towering o'er the wrecks of time," talking about the cross of Christ towers not only over a hill of rubble in Stuttgart, Germany, but the cross of Christ towers over a wreck like you and me and the wrecks of our lives, showing forth the truth and where the hope is. It's in the cross of Christ and everything Jesus Christ accomplished on the cross. Now, here's my point in talking about Stuttgart. Only 55% of the people in Germany voted for Hitler. 45% of the population, people will tell you this when you talk to them in Germany today, 45% of us didn't vote for Hitler. And so in Stuttgart, there were Christian people, people who were God-fearing, who went to church every Sunday in Stuttgart. But 4,000 of them lost their lives, which is considered actually a low number for the city, only 4,000. That's how they talk about it. We only lost 4,000 people during the bombing of Stuttgart. And yet those people were non-combatants. They weren't fighting. They didn't vote for Hitler, and yet they were caught in what Solomon called, "Fish are caught in a cruel net, birds are taken in a snare, so men and women are trapped in evil times that fall unexpectedly upon them." What's my point? There have been times in your life that you've experienced something ugly, something evil, something frightening. Because evil things happen in life, and God isn't punishing you. He's not saying, "I'm really going to show you how bad you are by punishing you." You may be surprised that God may reveal himself in those times.
Well, that may be a new thought for somebody today, that God may actually reveal himself to you and to me in difficult times that happen, that befall us in life, that Solomon said fall unexpectedly upon us. Our website is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.